Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today is Veterans Day. Originally, it was known as Armistice Day. My parents, my grandparents knew it as Armistice Day. It's a federal holiday here in the United States, and it's observed today, November 11th. This is the day we honor military veterans who served in the armed forces, the United States Armed Forces, those who were discharged honorably. And it coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day that are celebrated in other countries. And it marks the anniversary of the end of the First World War, World War I, which was formally ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. That's when the armistice with Germany went into effect. So the day was renamed from Armistice Day to Veterans Day in 1954. So this is not Memorial Day where we honor the dead. This is the day we honor the veterans and those who served. And it is marked by the November 11th date, the date at which, on which we formally ended World War I. And today, being Remembrance Day, is the day that we will be remembering John Stadtmiller from 9 through 11 a.m. today, right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you would like to call us and weigh in with your firsthand experiences with relating to John Stadtmiller, who passed away on Friday, November 5th of this year, 2021. The number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Either Brad or Jason will answer your call. You'll be asked what you're calling about, just to make sure you've got, you know, the right connection. And we'll be talking about John Stadtmiller, and he'll ask you your very first name and where you're calling from, you know, the state, etc. And you'll be put on the call screen, and I'll take your call and put you on. And, you know, I wonder about, well, when young men and women enter the military, okay, they're selected, they're inspected, they're detected, they're injected, and they're yelled at. And I wonder if that's where John Stadtmiller got some of his management skills. Joining us right now is Captain John Reagan. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
What a sad thing to remember John Stadtmiller. And I know, Captain John Reagan, you've been on the air with me for a very, very long time, and almost a decade, and you've been to events with John Stadtmiller, and you've had a chance to spent some time with him. Do you have some memories of him?
Yeah, I didn't know him near as long as you did. In fact, it was only after I became a part of the USA Prepares family that I learned of John Stattmiller. And as you know, other than the expos, we typically don't get the chance to hang around and talk with each other. And the last expo, when I had moved back to Texas, is when I spent the night at your farmhouse there and had time with John and other instructors. And I tell you, that interaction is just so valuable. You know, sitting in your kitchen and, you know, there's two or three conversations going on at the same time, and you don't want to miss out any of them. You know, just so much going on. And it was a time, I think it was shortly after that I was given the opportunity to guest host his show for two or three times. And for somebody like me that does not host a program, it's quite an honor to be asked to host a show, because whoever owns that program has a lot invested in that, and they want to make sure that it's taken care of properly, even when they're not able to be there. So that was quite an honor for me, and, you know, just to think what all John did laying the foundation so people like you and me can be on the airwaves today.
Back in 1985, I was involved with banking. And that's when I learned about an organization called the Telephone Pioneers. And the Telephone Pioneers were the guys who climbed the poles, put the poles in the ground, you know, before the landlines, if you will. Telegraph system, etc. They put the poles toward the end of the 1800s, 1875, is when the telephone pioneers really started working to build the telephone network in the United States. And it was dangerous. It hadn't been done before. The technology was just being invented and rolled out almost simultaneously. And these are the guys that really made it happen. And John Stattmiller was a pioneer in radio. He was one of the original people who founded the alternative media, separate from the big media, the ABC, CBS, NBCs, etc. And he dared to tell the truth. He dared to tell it like it is. And I remember listening to him in the early days on shortwave. And I'd hear him say it, and I'd say, can that be true? Then I'd hear him say it again and again. And it took several repetitions for me to hear it, do the research, and find out that it was true. It was absolutely true. And the more I listened, the more I learned. And I have a lot to thank him for, because he opened my eyes. He opened a lot of eyes. And here we are today. I never, in the 1980s, I never dreamed of being behind a microphone. I have a feeling that you didn't either. A lot of us here at USA Prepares didn't. In class, as you know, Captain John Reagan is a senior USA Prepares instructor. He's a U.S. Air Force Reserves captain, now retired. And he worked on the nuclear planning system at the Pentagon. So when you talk about the conversations with Captain John Reagan at the kitchen table, and two or three conversations are going on at the same time, those conversations were with some of the brightest people in the planet, saying things that hardly anybody had ever heard of before, all going on. And that's why you didn't want to miss a single bit of those conversations. Would you say that's true?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you have, what was it like hosting for John Stadtmiller on his broadcast?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, you had me on guest hosting a number of times, so I at least had experience doing that. It was different in being on a different network with a different audience, but it was enjoyable, and obviously he thought I did a decent job of filling in, or he wouldn't have had me back. So yeah, it's definitely John, one of the memory books.
Yeah, John, there's a lot to be said for what you mentioned about the trust factor. And, you know, when a broadcaster builds his or her, in our case it's a class, in other cases it's a show. That's why I'll use the word class. When we build a class, there's a lot of effort that goes into it. There's a lot of care and feeding and nurture and time. And it's not, it becomes your baby. It's the kind of thing that you don't want someone to drop. You don't want them to drop your baby. You don't want them to discount the value that you've built in your baby. And so for him to trust you said a lot about your character. And was that based on him meeting you at the expos and at the farmhouse and et cetera? What was that based on?
I think it would have to be because that was the only direct contact that we had was the expos, and especially that meeting at the farmhouse. I don't know how much he listened into your show, which I was on at least weekly there for a while. But obviously he knew me, even if it was briefly personally, and apparently that made a pretty decent impression on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're very well researched. Your delivery is outstanding. You're factual, and you're ahead of the curve. You are. And the things that you talk about here on at USA Prepares, and I'm sure on his show, were exactly the same. Did you take calls?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It's you're dealing with a different audience there, so there's a little bit of adjustment both ways there. But overall, I think it went well.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've got a short story. We've got Gwyneth on hold, but I'd like to, since you mentioned the audience is different, and what we're talking about, the audience at RBN is different from the audience at USA Prepares on GCN. And that's evident by the number of calls that RBN gets versus what we get, very few here. We'll be right back and I'll share a story, and then Gwyneth will be on.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia is on hold. Lark is on hold. And I'm going to put the story I was going to tell on hold for a little later in today's class. But it's a fascinating story. It's an interesting story, and it's about John Stadtmiller. And as he invited you to guest host for him, he did the same with me. And I would get a call maybe 5 minutes before the broadcast would start. And a call would come from the engineer, and he'd say, John wants you to guest host for him today in 5 minutes. And it wasn't like it was, when I got those calls, it wasn't like a request. It was like, so you're going to be on the air in 5 minutes, that kind of a thing. And I did it. And what I found was the audience is absolutely different, as you said, Captain John Reagan. The audience here at USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network, our audience writes notes. They have their thoughts organized before they place the call. And then they place the call, and they're succinct, and they're to the point. At RBN, it's more freeform. And you never know what you're going to get. It's sometimes on topic, sometimes it's off topic. It's all over the map, and it's completely different than what I'm used to. I'm used to talking about a subject, and we stay on that subject because it's different. Because we're teaching a class, and the National Intel Report that John Stadtmiller owned was news and information and comment. So it was lots of news and lots of different areas, lots of comments all over the board, and you never knew what you were going to get. Would that describe what your experience was as well?
I'd say pretty much so. I guess the good news is that's kind of what I would do when I was on. I'd cover all kinds of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. John, do you have any other comments that you'd like to share with us today?
Just, you know, being Veterans Day, it's an especially sad day for me, given the condition of our country and the political leadership that we have. I look at the sacrifices, especially my father made. As you know, he was on the Bataan Death March, spent the remainder of the war in a Japanese POW camp. And, you know, one dad loved to look at the service records, especially of your dad, see if he happened to be one of the ones that liberated my dad from the camp.
You know, yes, my dad was one of the guys in the Philippines who did liberate the Philippines and the Bataan Death March. And wouldn't it have been fascinating to that our two fathers, you know, were on the same campaign, fighting the same enemy, and one rescuing the other. What a horror! Class, if you want to learn about it, the Bataan Death March, it was horrific. It was absolutely beyond horrific. A lot of death. And Captain John, just as an aside, my father said to me, Vinny, this is when I was growing up, you will never forget the smell of rotting flesh. And I have a feeling your father absolutely knew the same thing.
Well, my dad, from what I can tell from, because we didn't get a chance to talk about it because he died when I was 13, I saw a documentary, and on the transport ship to Japan, apparently a number of people suffered frostbite, and that's probably what happened to my dad. And he had most of his toes amputated without the benefit of painkillers because of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
They were among the greatest generation. There's no question in my mind.
And to think of all the sacrifices that my dad and, you know, thousands of others went through for the scum that we have today.
You're being very polite. You're being very polite. You're absolutely right. And many, many of those servicemen and women had horrifying nightmares. They relived it for the rest of their lives, and my dad was one of them. And the nightmares of the kamikazes, dive bombing, the ships, the flotilla in the Pacific. Captain John Reagan, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being a part of USA Prepares.
Thank you, Ben.
Almost since the beginning. Gwyneth is next, then Lark. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with four felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan over what-if claims, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy, and the environmental impact will require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down, but actually there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encasing concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero. The risk would be so minimal. It would be under the bedrock, encased in concrete, in a tunnel. And the plans are 90% done, and it would only take a few more years to get that project completed, so why not just wait? It's creating all sorts of jobs, good-paying jobs that are going to help boost our economy. Honestly, the pipeline is the safest, it's the most economical, and it's by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport the crude that we use every day.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 3 astronauts are in orbit following their launch to the International Space Station on Wednesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Crew Dragon Endurance will dock to the ISS around 7:10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fox 8.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's top?
Well, you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, today we're remembering John Stettmiller, a dear friend of mine. Very, very dear friend. A best friend. He was 68 years old. He was born in 1953. And he died last Friday, November 5th. Gwyneth Isaacs has joined us, then Lark will be up, and then Lou in Illinois. Welcome, Gwyneth, in Australia. Gwyneth, are you there? I think Jason... Oh, okay, we lost Gwyneth. Okay, all right. We go to Lark in Texas. Welcome, Lark.
Well, good morning, President.
Good morning. You know, Lark, you've been a host on Republic Broadcasting Network, instructor here at USA Prepares. You've been to the farm, to the expo. You're a chef, and, you know, when we had a number of instructors here at the farm, I remember you just going right to the kitchen counter and making breakfast for the for all of us who were here getting ready for the expo. That was quite impressive. What an accomplished chef you are.
Well, I think it was your wife who was shouldering most of the duties that morning. I think I was just wanting to assist. You know, I got out of that industry, Vincent, in 1994. You know, because this is Veterans Day, it's worth noting that, believe it or not, the professional kitchen today in the commercial realm, just like it is in the military worldwide, it's organized along military lines. There was a famous French chef of the 20th century named Auguste Escoffier, who essentially codified the language of cuisine and identified its organization in terms of a tavern, an inn, a hotel, a fine dining establishment, and really throughout the industry worldwide. And, of course, that remains one of the world's largest industries or enterprises, and that is hospitality or food service, as it's known today. But, yeah, all the stations in a professional kitchen are organized along military lines. And the reason is because, see, an army travels on its stomach. And back in the 20s and 30s, people like Escoffier was tasked with how to organize the military supply chain more efficiently. And this is in the aftermath of World War I. But prior to World War II, all of these things were in place pretty much around the world because Escoffier at that time was probably the best known chef in the world. And he was quite respected. But, you know, on this day today, Veterans Day, I'm reminded of my younger brother, who was a Vietnam War vet. And, if you go to my old website today, there's an image of a Christian cemetery. And you know it's a Christian cemetery because there's a cross on each one of the markers. And they're all lined up in a row. It's quite picturesque. But on top of one of those markers is the image of a bald eagle. And this is taken from an actual photograph. A Christian cemetery with a bald eagle. No other thing in view. A somewhat somber image, if you will.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts about John Stadtmiller? You're remembering your interaction with him?
Well, you know, for me, I was a late adapter to the internet. I didn't get online until 2004. I was in business in those years. And I stumbled upon this thing called communitarianism. And I researched it like crazy for 5 years. Before I realized, you know what? Hey, they've got this thing called internet radio. Maybe that's different from trying to call into C-SPAN, you know, or Rush Limbaugh, or something like that. And sure enough, I took a stab at it. I made a few calls, different radio stations and so forth, waiting in the queue to see if I can pose a question or make a comment. And one of the first places I was successful to be able to do that was at GCN. And from there, I got the word that, hey, there's this guy named John Stadmiller. He's been doing this a long time, and some people have called him the godfather of Internet talk radio. And I should check it out. And so then I stumbled upon Republic Broadcasting and started calling in shows on that network around 2009. So anyway, I made a pest of myself for the next 18 months. There were times that I called two and three times a day with different folks. And I never called in without failing to mention that elusive C word that no one wants to talk about, but which describes the new form of global to local governance that all of us are ensnared by today. And it's concomitant new law, which has taken hold of, for example, American law enforcement, especially in the aftermath of 9/11 with the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. That's every agency of law enforcement in the country. And it's rapidly taken hold of our courts, too.
Mark, did this grab John Stadmiller's attention?
Eventually it did, because I would naturally call his show too. And I made myself such a pest that one day he was having his regular Monday session with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, and he surprised me on air by inviting me to be a host on the network. And believe me, it was a surprise. And I didn't know what to think because, of course, I'd never done anything like that. But John was kind of known for doing these kinds of things. And anyway, 2 weeks later, I was a host on RBN. So I was always grateful to John because without that invitation, I never would have had that experience.
Yeah, and he did something else. He was coming up to the expo, and he told me he was bringing another guy with him. And this guy was going to be staying at our house, too. And I had no idea who this was, and it was you. And John had done that a number of times. You know, he would be a guest at our house, and he would invite other people to be guests at our house. And you happened to be one of them, and Steve Elkins happened to be another one. But a very, very interesting guy, and I'm so glad that he did that, and we had a chance to meet and so forth. It was a great experience. You being here, do you remember being around the kitchen table and the kind of carryings on that were going on here at the farmhouse with a lot of instructors? I mean, there were a lot of instructors here at the farmhouse class. We had five sofa beds. And each one will hold two people. And we had mattresses on the floor. People were sleeping under the doorways on mattresses on the floor. There were so many people here, you know, as well as the guest rooms. Do you have a recollection of those days or that day?
Well, I remember I was able to sit at the table, and there was at least six, maybe eight people at the table, and it was a classic farmhouse kitchen table and even kitchen. And of course, you and your wife maintain a lovely home, and all the guests were interesting. Of course, I can be quite verbose if turned loose, but on that occasion, I felt like it was time for me to tune in. Because there was, again, some quite knowledgeable folks there, really in almost a family-like setting. And it was a lovely experience.
You're talking about sitting around the kitchen table with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein.
Rich was there.
Rich Sheban, yeah. Ed Marvini was there. John Statmiller, of course. And the conversations were vibrant, lively, boisterous. And as Captain John said, you'd want to tune into all of them simultaneously. And, you know, it was hard. It was hard to outdo Rick Miller. he would peak the amplitude, and he was quite the character. And if you want to have a party, he's a guy that you'd want to have at the party. I mean, he's a lot of fun. Yeah, those were great times. Lark, we've got Gwyneth waiting, and we've got Lou waiting. And class, if you'd like to weigh in and share your thoughts about John Stantmiller firsthand experiences, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Lark, would it be okay with you if, do you have anything else before we put Gwyneth on?
No, I'm delighted to weigh in on this day, and remembering John.
Yeah.
And the guy I knew was an all round good guy. I always thought of him as everyman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was a trailblazer, and he is sorely missed, certainly at our house. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Gwyneth Isaacs, we're going into the next break, and you'll be with us after the commercial announcements. And then Lou in Illinois, I know you've been patiently waiting as well. And class, if you'd like to remember John Stantmiller, today's a good day to do it. 866-582-9933. Jason will answer your call. And you'll be put on.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Stamler was 68 years old, and I previously lived in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Livonia, Michigan. He moved to Round Rock, Texas, and he was the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. We're remembering my dear friend, a best friend, John Stettmiller. Gwyneth, welcome.
Vincent, you're listening.
Hear me. Signal's not so good, Gwyneth. Is there anything that you can do to...
There's a bit of this half outside at the moment. It's kind of raining, and so it's probably meteorological.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why there's poor signal.
Yeah.
Can you hear me properly?
Yeah, Gwen is calling in from Australia class, and she is solar powered at her end. So, Gwyneth, you remember John Stettmiller?
Yeah, I never met him in person, but I met him through you, and I was a guest on his show once or twice, and I think I remember what the broadcast was about. I think that at the time, just about every time I went on air, this was like 3 or 4 years ago, we were just absolutely hammering the Victoria police. And I was saying, Vincent, these people are just absolutely awful, you know. You were good enough to arrange some time on air with John Stettmiller so that I could go on his show and tell all his people about how awful they were as well. And, of course, since then, the whole world has gotten to see exactly how awful they are. In the last year, especially in the last few months. But I think that I was one of the first people through your show and through John Stettmiller's show as well on the National Intel Report to really break to the international press exactly how awful the Victoria police are with their abuses of power. Do you remember when that happened? And it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and every single broadcast I was saying, they're horrible. Vincent, you have got no idea what it's like to live here. They were having SWAT team raids on my land for no reason whatsoever other than to harass and intimidate me and to try and trump me up with false criminal charges so that they could put me in a pen. You know, for no reason other than I was standing up to them. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as John Stadtmiller liked Lark in Texas so well, he offered Lark a spot on the network. I felt the same way about you in the very early days and asked you if you would join USA Prepares. And you've been here ever since, loyal as can be, prepared, loyal.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it. I really do. And
yeah.
So did you...
He's gone.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I woke up in the middle of the night several times last night. I've been thinking the same thing since last Friday when he passed away. Is he really gone? Is he really, really gone? And the answer is yes. Yes, he is. So, you know, those calls that I would make to him over the years, you know, and the times that, you know, between the times when USA Prepares was on his network and the times that he had fired me, I would call him in between and just to check on him and make sure he was okay. I can't do that anymore. I wish I could. So, what was your reaction to broadcasting with him?
I thought he was a really good broadcaster. And probably I would say that if it is a different audience, I would agree with what the other callers have said, that it was more of a free-form format, you know, on his broadcast. He made me feel very welcome.
And I'm sure you were. It would have been wonderful. It would have been wonderful if you were here at the farmhouse at the time, you know, Rick Miller and Rich Sheban and Captain John Reagan and Lark and Grace Thorne and Erin Dakins and her husband. And so many others. It would have been wonderful if you were here to meet the other instructors in person. But it would have been something. I would have loved it if you could have been here. Gwyneth, I want to thank you for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Lou's been on hold for a long time, over a half hour. And Lou, you're going to be up next. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.